Steve, in a championship, the ability to churn out results is important. How big a win was that against Preston the other day?
Yeah, I think it was a big win. I think we've looked back at the footage of the game. I think in the first half, I know the goalkeeper goes off and we turn 0-0, but really we should have turned with the game done and dusted. We should have, they have a good early chance, or a couple of early chances, good save by Mark on one of them, but we make four or five good chances in a 15-minute spell where we've ripped them apart, really. And we get fortunate with the own goal, and then we, a number of occasions, break into their half on good possession, overloaded against their defenders, and we didn't really good sense of picking the final pass out in that last third of the pitch. But in respect of how big a win was it, well, we said coming out of Wolves, and we didn't hide it, that after we'd gone and win to Wolves, then the Preston North End game just got bigger.
And looking at the formation that you play now, it is all of a sudden you are generating an awful lot of chances, aren't you? Goal mark chances.
Yeah, I think we've tried different formations. I don't think the formation was working particularly well at Wolves, and there may be a change in formation when we go to Forest. We're working hard on the training ground that hopefully then opposition managers and coaches can't really know what we're going to do until they perhaps get a sight at the team sheet or get a sight at 3 o'clock when you line up. So we're trying to work on a number of systems, but we are making good chances. Our conversion ratio is not where it wants to be, but again, we're working hard on that in the training ground.
Chris Wood missed a few chances of late, but his work ethic and the way he fits into this new system, or the system you've been playing, seems to suit him really well.
Well, he's a master at it, isn't he? And I think in another day, Chris would have had probably four goals in his last two games. He's going through a little spell where the ball's not going in the net for him, but good strikers have spells like that. The best have hit it. The best in the Premier League of all time, Alan Shearer, went through some spells where he couldn't score goals, and whilst I'd accept Chris Wood isn't in the goal scoring stakes the same as Alan Shearer, then it's just about confidence, and he's one just to bounce off him, go in, and he'll be away and running. But his performances and his energy and his work rate for the team has just been fantastic.
It's a run of four games unbeaten. It's coincided with Bridcut coming into the team. What do you feel he brings to Leeds?
Well, he just brought someone in there that would control the middle of the park for us, and I never had that when I first came in. I knew very much what I thought Leeds needed instantly when I walked in the door, because I'd seen them a number of times and I'd done my homework prior to walking in the door. So Liam's come in and been able to do that, but there is other players that we've identified can do it as well. So it's not just a case of Liam Bridcut, or we can't play that shape in that system. We've got different options.
So you're actively planning if he does go then?
Well, I think you always need a plan A and a plan B, and the coaches that don't have a plan B are not learning at all. I think you need to have options where you, whatever happens, whatever eventuality as to whether players leave or players get injured or whatever it is, you need to have an idea where you would go. And that's just not me. That's in total consultation every day with our staff. We're always working on what ifs, and because we can start games and go without players in 2 minutes because of injury. So we have to touch wood and hope that doesn't happen.
Yourself and your predecessors have used quite a small nucleus of players here at Leeds. Is that nucleus going to be really tested then over the next few weeks?
Well, I think there is only a small squad in place anyway. I think we've been unfortunate with injuries. Obviously, we had our captain, Sol Bamba, was out for 5 weeks, and we've got Berardi out now, and we've had different players. Thomas Bianchi's was out nearly 10 months with an injury, so we've been missing players to give us a balance of the squad. But that's what we hope with January is about. We're not talking about losing players that's instrumental here in the team. We're talking about adding to what we think is already a talented group.
The under-21s on Monday look quite strong, actually. So you've got a few players coming back, haven't you, now, the likes of Calvin Phillips and Bianchi as well.
Yeah, and it was good to see Tommy. I thought Tommy was very good in the under-21s. First couple of games he was a little bit off it, but believe me, when you're out 10 weeks, never mind 10 months, it takes a lot of getting back. But I thought there was some very impressive performances in the 21s. I think you're right. I think for the first time, Kasper Sloth looked as if he was a player, and he controlled a lot of the good things that we did. But young Calvin Phillips got some important 90 minutes into his legs, considering how hard he's worked. So we're really pleased with the group, but we're going to have to need the group in the next 10 days with the fixtures we've got.
Do you envisage players going out, even if it's short-term on loan, in January?
Well, listen, I think we need to look at who we get in before we look at who we're getting out. There's every individual case, of course, gets looked at on an isolated basis. So we're always aware of what players we would be prepared to loan out in it. First and foremost, it has to suit me.
Have you heard anything from Sam or his agent about what his intentions are in January?
No, I don't get involved in it. You know, I said to Sam 3 weeks ago, whenever it was 2 weeks ago, that we'd, me and him, we just concentrate on the football and let the other people talk and see where it goes. But listen, if Sam Byron wants to play with an ambitious football club with unbelievable support and infrastructure, then he's at that club, isn't he?
We saw Sol Bamba singing at the Christmas party. Is he in good spirits despite not being in the team?
Well, the only thing you realise is a good job his career's in football, known singing, isn't it? You know, he's a big man who I have the utmost respect for. And I did have a little chuckle to myself when somebody pointed it out yesterday. But the big man's desperate to be back in the team. He's training ever so hard and working the right way. And we're going to need our captain the next 3 games, that's for sure.
Belushi and Cooper have done really well, haven't they, in his absence?
Well, I think Belucci's a boy that when we come in the door, everyone wanted to criticise, everyone. And I don't think he had too many friends in the world, probably outside his front door. And I had a real good chat with him about what it would take to get in the team and stay in the team and be disciplined and how to conduct himself and how to be part of everything. And, you know, he's embraced every bit of that. And I'm absolutely delighted for Pepe. He's a good lad. Everyone's really taken to the Belucci that we've seen in the last couple of months, and his form has been great. As for the boy Cooper, he just seems to get better and better every game we play. I understand he can play for my country, which is a bonus, because we're not overly blessed with good centre-backs. And that's when you start getting international managers ask about him, then that tells you the type of form he's in.
So has that conversation taken place, is it?
Yeah, I've had a chat with Gordon. He's asked me about two or three players in particular at Thorpe Arch, and a part of that conversation involved Liam. So it's good when that Gordon's team of people, and he's got a few lieutenants around the country that watch for him, and Liam has been coming up above the radar, has been in outstanding form in the last 6 weeks, and the only person that can take credit for that is Liam himself.
How's the injuries and illness looking? Tom Adeyemi's obviously been out. How's he doing?
Well, I've just gone past him in a canteen. He's sitting there with a big bowl of breakfast, so I take it he's and looking well and smiling and chirpy. So, yeah, he was laid low for a couple of days with a virus, and it's never nice. And he looked as if he was just devoid of any energy in his legs after 30 seconds at Wolves, never mind 10 minutes. So, but, you know, he's back available, and we'll be on the team coach going to Nottingham.
Good stuff. And Berardi, just an update. Is everything progressing as you'd hope at this stage with his injury?
Yeah, I think they've confirmed there's no breakages or anything like that in there, so there's no broken bones, so he's in good shape as far as it's just about time now for Berardi and recuperating, and he may get a few more days at Christmas to go home and see his family.
It's two tough games over the festive period. Is it just about keeping this run you're on going and keeping in touch with those at the top?
Yeah, I think it's just concentrating on one match at a time. You know, there's no point in us thinking about Derby County when we've got Nottingham Forest to play first. It would be disrespectful to Nottingham Forest. And, you know, these are two fine football clubs. These are football clubs backed by incredible supporters and with huge investment behind them, especially when you look at what Derby's doing this year. So, but Nottingham Forest in isolation is going to be a tough test. That's the only focus we've got. That's the only thing that we're asking the players to concentrate on. And then we'll come out of Nottingham Forest and be back in here the next day trying to quickly turn that around for Derby County 40 hours later.
Because everyone talks about the players now, and it is on them, but I'm guessing you're making plans that could be changed by injuries, illness, anything in that 48 hours between the games as well.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is take a scenario. I mean, I pretty much just discussed there with Paul Rayner what my thoughts was towards the team, the shape and the system for Nottingham Forest. And because of the quickness of the two games, I've almost on the next pad got a shape and a team and a system to play Derby County at home. That would be on the basis that there's no injuries, and on the basis that there's no one sent off or suspended, and on the basis that there's no more fatigue than what's normal coming out of a big game. You know, it was difficult enough to come out of Wolverhampton Wanderers and get back here at Ellen Road at 3 o'clock in the morning and turn it around for Preston, and we're asked to do it again. But, you know, I suppose if you're the biggest club in the Football League perhaps want to keep you in the Football League. That's how it feels when you're in Ellen Road. But, you know, we just have to adapt. We don't control that. We are the players and the staff, and we leave those discussions and those debates to our owner.